Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
We got a big game tonight. Big old game tonight, FTX Arena. It's the start. I mean, we've positioned it this way for a couple days now. This is the start of a best of three series.
Yes.
With the Heat and the Celtics. So, I'll ask you, you got the guts or you got the Spilkus?
I got the guts.
You do have the guts.
I have the guts. Because how this series is played out. People get their butt whooped like we did game four, and they come back game five and whoop the Celtics' butt. I have the guts tonight.
You have the guts.
Back home, knowing it's a three-game series, I got the guts. No Spilkus.
No Spilkus.
No.
All no. Guts, no Spilkus.
All sputs. All, huh? All sputs. No all Spilkus.
All sputs. He's got all sputs.
Got all the sputs.
Whatever that is. The Heat are underdogs tonight. It hasn't changed. They're 1.5-point underdogs tonight, the last that I looked.
It's gone up.
It's there. Were they two now?
2.5.
2.5? I don't know what I'm missing there. Like, I'm not dismissing or diminishing how good the Celtics are. Whoa, it's three on our site. What am I missing?
Three?
What am I missing? Is someone not playing? No. I'm being honest. Like, is someone not playing?
As of 7 minutes ago, Hawk, there's a ton of guys questionable for the Miami Heat. Jimmy Butler not included in that list.
Why are the Heat getting 3 points at home when the series is tied 2-2?
It's on TV right now, ESPN. Tyler Hero groin, Kyle Lowry hamstring, Max Strus hamstring, PJ Tucker knee, Gabe Vincent hamstring. That's why. How healthy are we?
Man, I kind of want to jump on this right now. Heat plus 3 at home?
Let's go.
Right? I mean, there's no point in waiting on this, right?
It's not going to get to 4, so you might as well jump on it now.
Yeah.
All right. I'm putting it in right now. Here you go.
You get dominated in game 4, and now you have 5 or 6, you know, questionables. Yeah. It makes it. That's why. I think that's why.
If I had a nickel, by the way, for every time I said, I'm putting it in now. Huh?
You'd have a quarter.
But I have to verbally tell people because they don't know. It's their only way of knowing.
You like that? What?
When are we starting? Huh? What do you mean when are we starting? I started.
Big man.
Ay, ay, ay. Wow, Heater. 3-point underdogs. Now, listen, we've been wrong every game for like the last 30 games. Jim DeJoseph is part of our gambling consortium. He's in Vegas right now.
Mm-hmm.
Now, he's with his family. It ain't a family vacation. He's trying anything to regain his fortune.
He left us.
He's like, I got to take matters into my own hands.
Let me get Jim on a separate thread than y'all so we can figure something out.
When I say I don't get it, and I did put the bet in, we are betting the Heat. We are in Heat plus 3 tonight. Now, if all those guys that are listed on ESPN happen to be out tonight, they're in trouble, and so is our bet.
Mm-hmm.
But what are we doing? We're assuming that PJ Tucker toughs it out. Max Strus toughs it out.
Everybody.
Like we talked about game 4 where Tyler didn't have to tough it out. Because if we go back 2-2, we're good to go. That's what you do. You win 2 at home, lose 2 at home. I mean, lose 2 away. So if we came back home 2-2, we said we're fine. But now you're back home. 3-game series, 2 at home, 1 away. they have to play. They have to push through. They have to tough it out, whatever you want to say.
You don't want to go down. You don't want to give Boston a chance to win the series with two games and they only have to win one of them.
No, if the Heat lose tonight, now it goes to game six.
Yeah.
The Celtics are up 3-2 and they're back home.
Yeah.
Game six. Let's not do that. We can't do that.
Well, it is in. Today, we are not at FLA Live. There is a Heat game. Today is, and this is what's going to happen as we get into summer. We're going to have less games to focus on and more fun to have. Let's be honest.
Yeah, yeah.
Today is National Towel Day.
Towel.
That's right. Now, how would you celebrate National Towel Day?
Wear a towel.
Wear a towel. Most people, they would go, okay, I'll wear a towel.
Yeah. I just went to a nudist colony for my anniversary.
Didn't even need a towel.
Didn't even take the towel off. Show off the man.
For me, the way that I celebrate National Towel Day is to have you tell me and everyone else the story of Bill Parcells dropping his towel in front of you in the hot tub.
Yes.
So today we will get that story. If you haven't heard that story before, Crowder will tell us about the time in the hot tub. Bill Parcells was standing outside the hot tub talking to him in a towel.
Mm-hmm.
And then before you know it, much like Robert California in the scene and the party at his house in the office, I was watching it last night, it just becomes a free-for-all in the pool.
Mm-hmm.
It became a bit of a free-for-all with Crowder and Bill Parcells in the hot tub.
Free-for-all is like, that's a bit of a stretch. It wasn't all everything goes.
I don't know. The way that I'm picturing things and the way you've told it before.
He kept getting closer and I kept getting further. We ran laps around the hot tub.
So today is National Towel Day. Mike Cunha will join us. Doug Plagans will join us. We'll get to 15 minutes of Heat. We'll monitor, obviously, the injury status for the Heat players. Game tips off tonight at 8:30. Let us begin the show, though, with headlines and Alejandro Solana.
This sports update, it's driven by the new Palmetto Ford Truck Supercenter. Why buy your truck at a car store, Palmetto Ford? We know trucks. We just mentioned it there. Celtics, big favorites tonight. Tip-off will be at around 8:45. 8:30 is this scheduled tip-off, but game here in Miami, FTX Arena.
All right.
For the Celtics, by the way, Marcus Smart and Robert Williams, they are still questionable. I'm sure as the show goes on today, we'll find out more updates via injury reports and from the head coaches.
Let me see. See if the texters are saying anything. I hadn't opened the text machine. Because a lot of times the texters know more than we do as to why the line would be three. I probably should have checked it before I put it in.
They're better than us.
Let's see. That's the same attitude you had with the Bam over the other day. Yeah.
Well, he scored nine.
Bam had nine.
Nine.
He had nine. I don't think Luka went over last night, by the way.
30.
Nope.
He had 30. The over was 34.5. We didn't bet it. We should have bet the Mavs, like I said, but Solana was in a bad mood yesterday, and it just, you know, I didn't want to ruffle his feathers.
We would have pushed regardless because you would have put in two bets. You would have put in the Luka over, and you would have put in the Mavs to cover. We would have pushed yesterday.
Here's the thing. While you were in a bad mood yesterday.
I wasn't.
I'm getting tired of you telling me what I would have done, okay? That's not what I would have done.
Uh-oh.
Slow your roll, son.
Uh-oh.
You wanted to go Luka over, did you not?
I wanted to go Mavs. We discussed the Luka over, and we decided not to pull the trigger. Don't tell me what I would have done.
Listen, let's all three just fight. Royal Rumble. Whoever makes it out the room makes it out the room.
Ronde was privy to the screaming fit that Solana had yesterday. This is what Ronde texted me this morning. Solana about to quit yesterday. Go to the Zaslow show. He cursed you out in Spanish the rest of the day.
We don't know what he's saying.
He said, maybe take him to Cheetah.
Mm.
And I wrote, I'm afraid he might snap on one of the girls.
You good today, though, right?
I was good, period, yesterday.
Yeah, but you're good, but you're
are you better,
better today?
Are you better today?
I was great yesterday.
Okay.
If anything, I think it was you two who had the issue yesterday.
Mm. Okay.
The guy that has seven divorces and think it's all seven women. You have a problem, brother.
The Marlins, they lost 4-0 yesterday versus the Rays. We were going to bet that one, too.
Yeah, we were.
Yeah.
Did Ross Garunzo show out?
Well, I don't know. Did he have more? What was his strikeouts? It was like 6.5, I think, was the total.
Well, Churrascaño is a position player, a field player. So,
I know his name is not Churrascaño.
But I do not believe Pillows went over on strikeouts.
What was he like? The first pitch that he pitched last night was a home run. Literally, one pitch, home run.
Should have thrown the cheddar.
That's a great, great piece of analysis.
So the Rays have bats, is what you're saying.
Churrascaño.
Y'all watched this World Series last year.
You telling me I did? Because I'm going to have to refute this.
Randy Arozcarreño.
All right.
You're almost there.
Getting closer.
They play again today versus the Rays, 6:40 p.m. It's the second of the two-game series. Inter-Miami plays at Orlando City today in Orlando, 7 p.m. It's for the round of 16 of the U.S. Open Cup.
All right.
Canes baseball, they open up their ACC tournament play today versus NC State. That's at 7 p.m.
All right, very good. I think they play again on Friday, too.
Yep, versus Wake Forest. Finally, guys. I tweeted both of you this today. Did you see?
This might be the line, why the line is +3. Pat McAfee, your friend.
Mm-hmm.
Pat McAfee has tweeted out, breaking, allegedly, in big caps, allegedly, there are Miami Heat players still in Boston because they tested positive for COVID.
Mm.
Now, wait a second. He's attributing that. So I
researched what was happening here because of this. So there's a...
Now, when you say researched, you looked on Twitter as well?
Looked on Twitter.
Okay, oh. I just want to make sure. It sounded very fancy.
It did.
But I just want to let people know how our research works. I'm not taking issue with the way you researched it, but you looked on Twitter as I did.
You absolutely should take issue with what I did on Twitter. But here's why I researched, because I saw
You're sticking with research.
I'm using that one, baby.
Okay.
Ira Winterman tweeted 5 hours ago, for those who insist on living on Twitter rumors, and then he puts in parentheses and blowing up my phone, no Heat player did not return with the team due to COVID. Two staffers, he writes in all caps, did not return, including a broadcaster and a therapist. Team otherwise would have had to list on injury report if that was the case with players. Now, the reason why this blew up was because a morning show in Boston
attributed
two people from the Heat being as players.
Correct. Oh, okay. But the Pat McAfee tweet is from 2 minutes ago. 2 minutes ago, Pat McAfee is tweeting, breaking, allegedly there are Miami Heat players still in Boston because they tested positive for COVID, and he is sourcing that to Boston Connor, who is part of the Pat McAfee show. It's a verified guy who's got 141,000 followers. So I saw Ira's tweet in the morning, so I had a little background on that, so I thought it was kind of put to bed. I don't know. I have no idea. There's a reason that this line is +3 at home. You know what I mean? Like that, it doesn't add up to me otherwise. If there wasn't something amiss.
So two Heat players are still in Boston and nobody knows?
Well, I'm saying it doesn't add up, but neither does the line. You know? None of this adds up to me. Especially with the thought that Marcus Smart might not even play tonight. And Robert Williams. Like, what? I don't know. I'm missing something here.
I'm going to text Pat.
Text Pat McAfee. That's your guy.
Mm-hmm.
Say, hey, I'm on the air now. How confident are you that Heat players are missing?
This might take a while. I don't text fast. I use one finger.
I see that.
Oh. Y'all are waiting for me?
Are we going to get a response?
We need to do something else if y'all are waiting for me.
I think Solana was doing research again. I wasn't even...
It's not research. It's scrolling through Twitter's not research.
He calls it research.
Research?
Listen.
I've researched for the last 2 years.
Don't get him mad.
You good, Solana?
Don't get him mad. No, compliment him on his research. Don't ask me. Compliment him on his research.
Man, that was awesome, bro.
I've researched a bit for the weather report as well.
Oh, so we'll wow.
Let me guess. It's gorgeous out, and lows will be in the mid-70s tonight.
Mid-70s, partly cloudy.
That weather report was brought to you from the Demesman and Dover Accident Attorney Weather Center. Call 24/7-866-954-MORE.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track 4 games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.